Good morning. Happy New Week. Assuming it's a week of ending with a grand celebration on Mitzvah Shabbos. You know, we got up to the two dots on the Tzadik Vav on the base. Today's dot is not Tzadik Zayin. Tana Rabbana. Mekoshesh Shezet Tzalafchad. The Mekoshesh is never mentioned by name. It says the Vayimtzu Mekoshesh Etzim. But actually, he was Tzalafchad. V'chein hu omer v'ayu b'nei Yisro b'midbar v'yimtzu'u ish. V'la'alan hu omer avinu mei b'midbar ma la'alan Tzalafchad avkat Tzalafchad nevi Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva darshins Gzereshava to identify the Mekoshesh as being Tzalafchad. We had yesterday a machloket what exactly the Mekoshesh had done. Had he done Havara? Was he over on Ma'amer? Maybe he was actually cutting the wood. But in any event, he's identified here as the father of the famous Benot Tzalafchad. So says Rabbi Akiva. Omar Rabbi Yehuda ben Metera Akiva, you're in big trouble. Ben kach uben kach ata atid liten et adin. I don't care if you're right or wrong, you're in big trouble. Because im kidvarecha, I mean, let's say you're right. If the Torah wanted us to know who the Mekoshesh was, it would say who the Mekoshesh was. And it didn't say it's Tzalafchad. You're coming around now, v'ata megaleuta. V'im lav, and if you're wrong, it's even worse. Ata motzi laz alato tzadik. We have no reason to believe that Tzalafchad was anything but a tzadik. And you are just making up stories about it. What do you mean? Torah was Mechasa. Gamar Gzereshava. He's Darshan Gzereshava. Gzereshava isn't Kisui. Gzereshava is that the Torah is telling you something. This is how it's telling it to you. Why is that called Mechasa? I mean, the point is that Gzereshava is meant to be Darush. No, actually, Gzereshava lo gamar. Now, the Pashtus over here would be, to get around all of the problems, to learn like the Aruch learns, Rabbi Yochanan learns, this Gzera Shava Lo Gamar, is that Rabbi Akiva was never gomer this Gzera Shava, and that actually this limud that he had at Tzalafchad was a drush of the similarity of the words, but he certainly had not been mekabel. A Gzera Shava was an approach that he had, which is similar to Gzera Shava, but it isn't sanctioned particularly by a list of Gzera Shavas or mekubel, Dorak or Dor and so on, and it was his insight that it's a strange way to say Avinu made by Midbar. I mean, well, you know, obviously, and that's what we're talking about. So therefore, must mean that that's a remez. In which case, Rabbi Yehuda was saying to him, "Look, that's the type of remez which the Torah doesn't say. It wasn't meant to be Megula. What are you going around saying? It's Tzalafchad." But Rashi and Tosfos assume that the meaning is the way it usually is when we say Gzera Shava Lo Gamar. Is that the Bar Plukta Gzera Shava Lo Gamar? In other words, in this case, it was Rabbi Yehuda who was angry at Rabbi Akiva. He had not been gomer at Gzera Shava, whereas Rabbi Akiva had been gomer at Gzera Shava, which is what gave him a right to say it. In which case, asks Tosfos the obvious question. You don't, just because you don't know the Gzera Shava doesn't mean you come out and say, Atid Tinat Adina, somebody who does know the Gzera Shava. So fine, so you accept the Gzera Shava from Rabbi Akiva. Sest does a fascinating thing, that the Gzerah Shavot were actually part of the Dinim of Sofer, in other words, it were counted. It was a list of confirmed Gzerah Shavas that was backed up by a number. In other words, X number of confirmed Gzerah Shavas. In which case, Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera had a full list. Rabbi Akiva's Gzerah Shava wasn't in it. They wasn't going to accept Rabbi Akiva's Gzerah Shava. Because he saw no reason to accept it. It wasn't that he hadn't learned it. He had specifically learned that there was no such Gzera Shava. That it was just a drasha b'yalma, which is why he attacked Rabbi Akiva. So understands Tosfos. But according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera, Mehecha Havi, what in fact was the problem with Tzalafchad? I mean, it does say, v'hu b'cheto meit. So it's not, the Torah is not covering up the fact that there was a chet. The point is that to say that that chait was the Mekoshesh is rather dramatic. I mean, that's the, you know, two individuals are pinpointed basically in the midbar for doing something that became now the simon. I mean, You have the Mekoshesh and the Mekalel. I mean, we're going to make him one of these main guys. I mean, maybe he just did some. What did he do? According to Rabbi Yehuda Mateir, what chait was being referred to? He was included in the Ma'apilim. Which is not, I mean, that's something that, look, it's not, it's a mistake. It's not a terrible chait. I mean, a guy wants to be Meisur Nefesh to come into Eretz Yisrael after he was warned that now is not the time. Mashiach is not with you. I mean, you understand how such a thing happens. So a chait it could be, Tzeski would be a chait on me, but it certainly wasn't from the Mekoshesh.
My opinion wasn't just one person, there was a whole crowd.
Yeah, but they were. That's exactly it.
Yeah, he was singled out.
No, he wasn't
singled out. He was jailed.
No. He was not singled out. He was never singled out. His children were talking about their father. So they said, our father died in a sin in the Midbar. It's not to say he was singled out. They may have been saying he died among all those who died in the Ma'apilim. It's not that the Torah was singling him out. The Bono Tzlovchad was singling him out. Now, can you say what Avraham Tomer? We find another discussion between Rabbi Yehuda ben Patera and Rabbi Akiva with exactly the same form, in which we darshan there. Rabbi Akiva darshans the pasuk Vayichar Af Hashem Bam Vayevach, that when Aaron and Miriam had spoken about Moshe, so it says there that God got angry at them, left, and Miriam's hand is mitzorat kishalim. Tainas, Rabbi Akiva, the word in the Pasuk is Bam, both of them, not Ba. In which case, Menameh Sha'af Aharon Nitzterayah, did Rabbi Akiva. From there we see that Aharon as well had Sarat. Amalo, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira, Akiva ben Kachu ben Kachatati, Bitinah Vavin. Now you're in big trouble there. In Kidvorecha, HaTorah Kisatov HaTamegaleot. The Torah obviously didn't want to say it. When Aaron had Sarah. The imlav, and if you're wrong, even worse. I mean, what do you mean? Torah kisato. It says beferush the pasuk. Bom. And Rabbi Akiva is not telling you something of his own. He's simply reading the pasuk. Ela v'aktiv bom. Bom doesn't necessarily mean that they're complete equivalents, does it? I mean, it's coming to tell me that there was a nizifa. Okay, there's an Indian of the nizifa, which is equivalent to putting somebody into nidui and so on. Speak with anger, turn your back to them. Okay, so Benazifa, the Alma, indeed, Aaron was included. And it was a Tosefet of a particular Onesh on Miriam. And that was the one that the Torah focuses on.
Well, here's a little different than the other.
Yeah, that's but it's the same format. We're looking at the format. Tanikama, the Alma, Afa, Aaron, Nitztareah. We have a bright eye. Fact that seems to follow this approach of Rabbi Akiva, the Chiv, Vayifan Aaron and Miriam, Vinei Mitzora'at. What do you mean, Vayifan? He turned to her. Turned, I mean, you don't need to say that he turned. You're saying, Vayar Aaron ki Miriam Mitzora'at, I need to know the turning. But the point is, he turned, meaning he turned away from his own personal pain, to put it aside, put him, he set something else aside. So he set aside his own Sarat, and worried about Miriam, not himself. That's the meaning of panna. In which case, clearly, it would be following Rabbi Akiva Shita that he had also been nitzareya. So tana shepanna mitzara'ata. Omer Reish Lakish, I mean, speaking of these things that Rabbi Akiva was doing over here, if he was wrong, that's really bad news. And it's interesting that the mocker of its being bad news is the story really connected directly to the story of Miriam in a strange way. Because Omer Reish Lakish, Hachoshet B'Kshirim Loke B'Gufo, somebody who suspects someone of something, who is kosher of that thing, ends up being punished with bodily yisurim, defeat. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hein lo ya'aminu li. V'gaya kumek u'chabrifu de'vehem na Yisrael. Whereas HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that B'nai Yisrael are ma'aminim and would accept him if he came along and told them that Hashem had sent him. Well, Marlos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, you know what? Hein ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim. These are guys that do believe in things. You're the guy that never believes anything. Atayin sof chalami. Hein ma'aminim d'fi v'yameinah. And how do I know that the b'nei ma'amin, that was the avot, I mean, that was Avram Avinu, v'yamin b'Hashem, v'yamshav etzadaka. But ata insof olam, and you're going to die because of a lack of emunah. Shemar yan lo eamantem bi. And how do we know that Moshe Rabbeinu indeed was punished begufo by being choshed b'nei Yisrael of a lack of emunah? Dichti vayomer Hashem lo od haveinu yatcha b'chekecha. Put your hand into your pocket and you will find that it has turned into tzarat. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu himself gets tzarat, which is of course b'chubet to the whole story of the tzarat of Miriam connected Moshe. Just the stunt is a very it's a dover that is well known, I assume. It's glad to speak it out. I mean, Tzidka Satzadik talks about it. But it's very nogea our situation. He says that the matzav in Mitzrayim, we know from the various midrashim, was absolutely as bad as it could get without being completely fatal. People weren't being nizar even in Brit Milah. The Koshkan weren't nizar and other things. They were absolutely assimilated, other than being a slave population, and it's really memtet shari tuma. When Moshe Rabbeinu comes along and says they're not going to believe in me, it certainly looked like they're not going to believe. you can imagine the cynical comments of the radio commentators. Another messianic fellow is showing up today. He calls himself Mo. But the point is that this level of emunah, the ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim, he defines as being the emunah that comes from v'amin b'Hashem. In other words, since it's something that is an expression of emunah achieved by the avot, it's subliminal. It only comes out under duress. So, and in fact, the geula of Mitzrayim was only b'schut that emunah, some of the midrashim. So that, he says, that's the yesod, because we know many places it says Geula Achrona, Geula Rishona. And that ultimately there's some level of subliminal emunah, which of course everybody remembers came out very strongly in the Six-Day War. There was a strong upsurge and upswelling of the Yisrael B'tach Hashem, which was the common bumper sticker at the time. But the level of emunah that we're talking about here is something that is so subliminal that it's the only thing that actually could account for the insanity of this country, in which it has absolutely no future. It has there's no reasonable way to live here if you're normal. Seriously, think about it. Anybody without a complete blind spot recognizes that you have to be mad to be here. You're sitting in a sea of a population of 20 to 40 times your size, how many you want to include in it. Among whom your most bitter enemies are rapidly developing nuclear weapons or have nuclear weapons, in a thin sliver in which one or two small nuclear weapons finish you off, in which there's basically the country is being torn apart internally and externally, and there's absolutely no future whatsoever. People are walking around very comfortably and saying, Hashem Yazor, not that they know who Hashem is, but Hashem is. You do these crazy kind of moves that are connected all sense, whether it's in terms of military moves or financial moves and so on, and people say, it'll work out, you have to say that. What are they crazy? There's limits to madness. This must be part of this subliminal craziness of emunah, which you just sense somehow or other things have to work out. It couldn't be that it shouldn't work out. Okay. That's
crazy
for God. No, it's not for God. No, there's still no awareness of God whatsoever. There's just a sense of the form that existence takes. That's the deep. Emunah has nothing to do with God. Emunah doesn't mean belief in God. Emunah means belief. It's a sense of how you view the world. It's an ish emunah is somebody who has integrity. He sticks to a particular idea. It doesn't mean he believes in God. He may be a kofer. He could still be an ish emunah, to be absolutely integrous in business or whatever. He's a man of faith. That's all that he's a man of faith. I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean he's a man that is faithful to God. Okay, so this is that level of emunah that here reflects HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, even if we're not aware of it. Because the opposite done in terms of Amin Basha. Omar Rav, Amitayim, Rabbi Yezmer, Rabbi Hanina. midat tova memeheret lava memidat turanut. Note the interesting difference when you, if you analyze the tzarat of Moshe Rabbeinu, you find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhoga l'tova comes more rapidly than midat puranut. Because by midat puranut, when Moshe was told to put his hands in, and then he took out his hands, it says vayotzi'a, he took his hand out of his inside pocket, v'nei yado mitzorat kishalag, and at that point his hand was completely leprous. V'ilu b'midat tova k'tiv, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was curing him of that tzarat, it says, okay, now put your hand back in. There it says, Vayotzia Micheko. As he's taking it out from his pocket, Vine Shava Kipsaro, it was Micheko, the Shava. It wasn't after he removed the hand, which it had turned leprous only after he had removed it. Mashing. And over here, it had been cured as it was coming out of the pocket. Vayivla Mate Aharonet Matotam. Once we're on the topic. The mate ended up swallowing the matot of the Egyptian magicians. So Amar Rav Elazar, yes, it means the mate, not that it turned into a snake, but rather that as a mate, it went ahead and swallowed their matot. So it was a nes betoch nes, in fact. Enough that one should be able to swallow the others, but mates usually don't swallow at all. So that part was also a nes. Mishutei Achid u'Mishutei Achid, getting back now to the Mishnah. As we mentioned in the Mishnah, if you're throwing from Rishut Ayachid to Rishut Ayachid to Rishut Ravim be'emza, we have a machlokas with the Akiva and the Chachamim. We weren't sure what that machlokas was, whether it was a machlokas referring to below 10 tefachim, or whether it was a machlokas above 10 tefachim. And it was a completely different story. And here's where the Gemara once again reviews the sugya that we had back in the beginning in the Masechta, which brings up what the possibilities are in the Machlokas. Boy Rab, how shall I understand the Mishnah? Is the Machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachomim Lamata Me'asara Pligit, that it's within the airspace of Rishut HaRabim? We know that the airspace of Rishut HaRabim extends up to 10 tefachim. So then the Machlokas would be as follows, the Baha Pligit. The Maharaj Savar, Amrina Kluta Kvishon Kadanya, Rabbi Akiva holds that something which is in the airspace is the equivalent of being set on the ground in that area, in which case you did now a Hanocha in the Rishut HaRabim, which was between the two Rishuyot HaYachid. Because as it was flying through the airspace, it's viewed as having been set still, and therefore not. But if it would be Lambala Mi'asara, in which case it was above 10 Tvachim, it would have been passing through a Malkum Ptur. That's through a Malkum Ptur, you're not Tvachim. So over there, Divya HaKol Potter, Rabbi Akiva never argued on that. He certainly wouldn't have said, well, now, wait a minute, if you pass something over 10 Tvachim, it's Tvachim. That was the case of the Moshit. So maybe if you throw something over 10 Tvachim, it's no. Lo Yafidin Zarin Moshit. We don't compare the cases of Zrika to the case of Hoshata, again, because the format of Hotzah is very specific. Or, perhaps, we should look at it the other way. Maybe, in fact, they're not arguing about Klut Kibishon Kibishon. They're arguing about Bav Ten Tvachim, in which case, the only way to understand the Machlok is that according to Rabbi Akiva, Bav Pligi, to Marsa of Rabbi Akiva holds, Yalfina Zorek Mimoshi, the same way that we have in our Mishnah, a case of a Levi passing to a Levi on an adjoining truck that's behind him, over the Rishus HaRabim and the Emsa, that there was a Chiyuv. So too, what's the difference? If I pass it to him, I throw it to him. And basically, that would be the same case in the Mishnah, where I throw from one porch to another porch. Had it been beneath 10 Tvachim, then perhaps the Rabbanan also would have been Modah. That your chayiv may my timer kluta kemishun chadam. Why make that into a machlokas after all? Omer of Yosef, well, this is not a new question, sir. This question was raised actually by Rav Chista, Rav Yosef told Rava, and Rav Amnuna answered it and proved that it would have to be one or the other. Partially, Rav Amnuna miha. He proved it from the following: it says mirushutei achid or rushutei achid. Over Bereshut HaRabim Atzman, and what's different about the phrasing here in this Braita is this word Atzman. It passes through the Rishut Rabim itself. So Rabbi Akiva Mechayei Mechachamim Potri, which sounds on the surface, except for that one word, exactly like our Mishnah, but the point is that one word clarifies the issue. Because, I mean, there's no meaning to the word Atzma unless it is to make sure that you don't think we're talking about in space above Rishut Rabim, which is not part of Rishut Rabim. So in other words, you're telling me it specifically passed along the airspace of the Rishut Rabim itself. That's the point. So since you say that word, Midigamar Rishut Rabim, Atzma, Pshita, there's no avoiding the additional meaning that it's Lamata Miasar, believe me, Maklok, it's got to be Minit Ten Tochen. Now, true that there's a word missing, in which case you might suspect it's not the case in the Mishnah. Because it doesn't say Hazorek. It just says, Mirishut Eyachid Rishut. What did it do? Mirishut Eyachid Rishut. Maybe it's not the case in Hazorek. Maybe there's another issue here. So I ask you, what do you think the case is if it's not Zorek? Is he carrying it? Is that it? He's carrying it in his hands? So, Elaim B'Mavir, what are you telling me? That if he's carrying in his hand, that he's only chayav if he's within 10 tvachim. And the malam yasara tvachim lo mechayav. The Omer Rabbi Elazar amotzim masui the malam yasara chayav. We had before beferush that if you're carrying something that's on you, and even though that what it is that you're carrying extends above 10 tvachim, you would still be chayav because that's the way B'nai Kahat carried. We proved it, remember, by analyzing the space between the bottom of the Mizbeach that they're carrying around, or the case of the Aran that they're carrying, and the ground level. Okay, so that can't be. Elamai, it's got to be talking about Elamah Bezorek. It's got to be talking about the case that Armish is talking about. You threw it. And it's saying over here, the only time the Rabbi Akiva argues on the Chachamim is if you threw it Rishut Rabbi Matzma, meaning Lamata Miyasara Tvachim. Only there, Huda Mechayev. But had it been Lamala Miyasara, Rabbi Akiva would never have been Mechayev, which proves that it must be Shmamina, Bekluta Kamisha and Chadah, Shmamina. The only Machlokas here is whether we say that being within the airspace of a place is the equivalent of having landed in that place. Now, this particular approach, however, clearly argues on Rabbi Elazar. Do you remember Rabbi Elazar? Mechayev ayah Rabbi Akiva afil lemala miasara. Actually, Rabbi Elazar took a look at this bright and he said, no, that's not the correct conclusion. Rabbi Akiva would be mechayev even above 10 tefachim because he does learn out zorek mimoshit. Now, I know what's been troubling you, which is the word atzma. Ha'idiktani v'shut ha'avim atzma, albeit that it's true that it's referenced to within 10 tefachim, but that's not to say that Rabbi Akiva wouldn't have argued above 10 tefachim. It's lodiach hakuchan derabanan. It's to let you know, because you'll notice the way you phrased the question. You said, perhaps they're only arguing lamala miyasara, but lamata miyasara, everybody would be agreed, kluta kamishun chadamia. You're wrong. That was not the alternative. The alternative is that they're arguing in both cases. And that's why it says, Rishut Rabbi Matzma. They're arguing lamala miyasara because Rabbi Akiva learns out the din of Zorek Mimoshin. And they're arguing Lamata Miyasar because the Rabbonim wouldn't even be made it there. Rabbonim would say, we don't say Kutik Mishun Kadami. So really it extends across the entire spectrum, which would explain why the Mishnah would leave it hanging like that. The Unnafkamina would be the case at it. So I'm coming to illustrate the Machlok is about Zorek. Then I can't say Ketzad if I'm talking about Lamala Miyasar. But other than that, there's no real need to specify that they're arguing in this particular case and not in that case.
It's pretty difficult to write. It's Rika Lamata Meyasar, without landing.
We have any baseball fans here?
Talk to the man.
Furthermore, now this mimer of Rabbi Elazar is Pliga de Rabbi Yochia Bartuli, argues also, here Rabbi Elazar argues, on Rav Chilkiah Bar Tuvi, because he claims that even the Malami Asar is not quoted. Rav Chilkiah Bar Tuvi is a sneaky way, very sneaky way, of adding one additional element that we've been ignoring, which is how about the distance from the ground level to 3 tefachim up, which is a Lovat problem. We managed to put that under this Lovat carpet, but now he's bringing it up. So he argues also Rav Chilkiah Bar Tuvi. Chilkiah Bar Tuvi says, look, Tov Shlo Shavu would be within 3 tefachim of the ground. Then everybody would agree that Shechayah, because over there, it's on the ground, basically, the slot. Lamala Me'atzara Devego Potter, which is the way we, Rav Nun understood the Braita, and Mishlo Shavu Adasara, in this very specific area, between 3 tefachim to 10 tefachim, that's where you've got the Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan about whether Kluta can be Shuhun Tchatami, and only there. So Banu Lamachlok and Rabbi Akiva Rabbanan. Tanya Namiyaki actually is a brighter that backs with Chilkiah Bar Tuvia that Betoch Shlosha Dibeko Chayev Lamala Miyasara Eno Ela Mishum Shvut. What would be the Shvut? A Shvut would be that you're carrying it into a guy's Rishus Hayakid with whom you don't have an Eruv. You're not allowed to put something of yours into somebody else's Rishus, but there's no problem, surprisingly, of throwing something across Rishut Hayakid. A Rabbima. He's going to Malam Yasar Atvafim. You're going to a Malkum Tur. They're going to a Karolit, the Rabban and Asir. So actually, Imayu Shneim Shalom, if both of these Rishuyot were his, he would be lechatchila allowed to throw a ball across the Rishus HaRabim from his kids in one house and to his kids in the other house across the street. Now that's a ball game for Shabbos, let me tell you. That's only a Thomas Kochman play that kind of ball game. Everybody else is throwing stones and yelling, Shabbos, Shabbos, going around playing ball, and it's fun.
Put it
in
the ball
shot.
It's not
short.
There's not a
shvut. We'll talk about that.
And there's not a shvut that it may go under Yitzvah?
No. Why are we not concerned that it may go under? Because that would be a mitasek. I have no intent. The doctor don't want this. What are you going to tell me? What happens if Chas v'Shalom it falls? You're right. If Chas v'Shalom falls, I lose my ball. That's the problem. There's certainly no Shabbos issue. There's no inyan to be avoid making gzeira to avoid a mitasek. A mitasek isn't the malacha. So what would be the point of making such a gzeira? So surprisingly, you could have a ball game across Rosh Hashanah. So leimatavit yufta the Rav. I mean, Rav didn't say that. The Idmar shnei batim shleitzi devrushu rabim. Rav baravuna amar Rav asur lizrok. So he said, even if you own both houses, you can't play a ball game from one to the other. Shmuel says Mutal is Rok Mizelaza. Apparently this Braita is only going to Shmuel. That's wild. No, did you forget? We explained what the meaning of the Braita was over there in Erevin. Lag miu kamina lagi, did we not explain that as referring to Kagon de Midle Chad Matate Chad? There it's talking about that one of the houses had a porch on the third floor, the other house had a porch on the second floor, which makes it difficult for you to hit your target, and makes it more likely that the ball will fall. So you'll say, and who cares? I thought we don't care if the ball falls. We don't care if the ball falls. But we do care if your kids run outside, grab the ball, and bring it back up, don't we? And since it's very likely that the ball is going to miss, because this is a much more complicated game, we make a gzeira in this case that the zimnin nafel, since the ball can sometimes fall, the atila tuya, you don't want to lose your ball, so you run down to Rosh Hashanah without thinking, bringing it to Tayachi, which is really a hagaknasa. And therefore we made a gzeira because of that, but Rav was certainly not concerned with two porches on the same level on other sides of Rishut HaRabim. That would be fine as long as you owned both of them. Omele Rav Chisda Rav Hamnuna. Well, now that you've raised this Lovut business, or some say Rav Hamnuna as Rav Chisda, where does it come from, actually, Lovut? Minah ha-mil to damar ha-bonakopa chot mishlo shakel abun dami. Why do we say that if you're within three tefachim of the ground, that then it's considered to be that you're basically menachem the Rishut Rabbi. Why? Well, what do you want? Ground hugging radar? It's just a Gemara. I mean, you can't. You want the Rishut Rabbim to be shaved and then to be planed, you know? So it's completely flat. Now, obviously, what are you going to, I mean, aim of Davar Sof, because now we're going to get down to the molecular level, maybe. In other words, you know, you've got to actually skim the top of Rishut Rabbim. Now, we're talking about a Rishut, obviously, you include the general variations in the height of the land. I mean, you got a little bit of a mud pile over here, and a little puddle of that left an indentation of the ground over there, so we even it out. That's the point. So within three tefachim, it's all considered to be part of the ground level. That's what it means. And therefore, wherever you are, you're basically on the ground level of Rishut Rabbi. So he said to him, if that's what it's all about, and you're talking about not using ground hugging radar, so what do you mean less than three? I mean, so then three, you know, well, that's crazy. Less than three, but three is, I mean, so then three should also be included in that. I mean, certainly, variations of the ground don't stop right at the bottom of three. So, you make up that. So then, besides which, that can't be the marker of Lovud, you know? Because, yeah, maybe if the only place we met Lovud was in this particular din of something that lands within three tefachim of Shidur Rabin, you could say it. But Lovud appears all over the place, for heaven's sakes. It appears in the din of Mechitzot, where you're hanging a mechitzah from the top, it's coming down. Within three tefachim, it's considered to be sealed. Over there, that has nothing to do with the overall, you're not trying to average out a ground level. So if your sukkah is being hung from the top, and you're lowering it, the minute it comes to within three tefachim, it becomes kosher. So, I mean, what are you going to say over there?
Is it something that you want it, or
it's just a mitzias? Mitzias. V'tu adetzana, mishal shel tefanot milamala lamata. Your sukkah is psula, because you don't have a mechitzah that's on the ground. But apokot mishlosha, shera. Okay, so obviously there's got to be another din of lovud besides radar. No, that's a different thing. A mechitzah that is three tefachim high is basically large enough to have small animals breaking through. So a young kid, a goat, will just go straight through it as if it's not there. In which case, you can't view it as a mechitza. It doesn't really stop wildlife from walking around. And that's just simply a question of what do you normally expect to be able to not come walking through your living room.
Another cat.
Yeah, now there's things that are normally can be put into a house, fine, but I don't expect to have goats walking across my circle. And then the rova, you certainly expect to have cats walking in your circle. So says the Gemara, okay, fine, you can get away with that with lovud on the bottom. What are you going to do with lovud towards the top? Because lovud is also said as you get within three tefachim of the schach on top. What's that about? Bats? I mean, come on. There's obviously something about lovud and which it's defining space, less than three tefachim, is for some reason not considered to be a separate space. It's as if you're on whatever surface that you're close to. So then, what are you going to do with lamala ma'ikilamim? Ella will have to admit that lovud is one of those dinim of mechitzot, which we said the dinim of mechitzot are lacha l'moshim isinai. Ko pachot mishloshaka lovud dami is in fact yochata gemirala. Turn around, buddy.
Even on top?
Yeah, it's just the definition of spaces. The opposite case, where we talked about this case earlier, where this is the typical kids playing baseball case. So the baseball goes from one Rishut Rabbim to the other Rishut Rabbim through your living room, which is Rishut Zayah.
Through your window?
Yes, taking the windows with you. So what's the din over there? Rebbe Mechayev, as we'll remember from earlier in the Masechta, Rebbe says you're Chayev in that case, and the Chachamim say you're Potter. You'll also recall that Rabbi Shmuel Damar Tarvayu Lochiev Rebbe, Ela Bershut Hayachid Mekura. The case over there, because it's a living room, is viewed as a completely sealed entity. And therefore, there is no air space. I mean, you're basically moving through a house. That's how we look at it. So there, of course, Rebbe said, look, that's munach. There's no concept of airspace in a house. It's not as if it's moving through your yard. If you move through the yard, he wouldn't have said it. But it's because we say beta commanda malya dam, alba she'ena mekuraf, it would not have a roof over it, it would just be a yard. Lo, Rebbe would not have said, because Rebbe's svara is not klufa kemishon chadamya, being applied to the case of Rishut HaYachid, as opposed to the way we applied it earlier in Rishut Rabin. It's a completely new halakha, and that's why it would only apply to Rishut HaYachid. Because as we saw, and we will see again soon, a Rishut HaRabim Mekora is not a Rishut HaRabim by very definition. It can't be covered and still be a Rishut HaRabim. Amar Rav Chanan Amar Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel, if you look at the case, I mean, you're going to have to conclude that Mechayev Haya Rebbe Shtai, actually, I mean, when it so-called landed by going through that window, the first window, we'd already gone into Rishut HaYachid. It's Kamad Amal Yadam. So you're chayev at that point for hachnosa. And then, when it continues to make its way out the other window, into the Rishut HaRabim on the other side, you'd be chayev bishum hotzah. So therefore, Rebbe was actually chayev twice. Achat bishum hotzah, v'achat bishum hachnosa. Despite the fact that one is an av and one is a tolda. Yosef Rav Chana v'kakashle, are you trying to say that Rebbe is Mechayev HaTolda B'mokam Av, that in fact Rebbe would actually be Mechayev twice? Whereas normally we say you can't be Mechayev two separate Chataot. Now Tosis points out, this is somewhat of a naive question. But there's plenty of ways to explain this. I mean, we have the case before, if you were Nodalo in between, you were Nodalo on the Hachnasah, but you didn't realize you went out the window on the other side. So you went ahead, you set aside your carbon. So the machlokas would go from a shlokish. But everybody was motivated. You already brought your carbon, and then you found out. So for sure you'd be chayek twice. So it's still a valuable point to make. It doesn't mean that under every circumstance, lemaisi, you're going to bring two carbonas, but don't I need to know that there's two separate acts of Chilul Shabbat here, and wherever it's okay. I mean, it's certainly conceptually important. Explains Tosfos that the reason that we're making this Gersa is to say that that's what it meant would not have been telling us anything. There's no Chiddush. Why would Rebbe Yehuda say Rebbe is Mechayev twice? I mean, any idiot understands that if you're telling me Beit HaKamad Amal Yadanya, you're talking about a Haknasah followed by a Hotzah. I don't need him to tell me that. The only point he must be making is that Rebbe is Mechayev HaTolda B'mokam Av. Zatosis understands the deal. The problem is that we know that Rebbe was not Mechayev HaTolda B'mokam Av. Because of Atanya, Rebbe Omer, I mean, Rebbe is basically brings the drush and the pasuk, which is the source of the idea that the maximum number of chataot that you could bring would be 39 chataot. If you're Mechayev and HaTolda B'mokam Av, the number of chataot you could bring is infinite. Rebbe is the one who darshans the Eila HaDevarim in the beginning of Vayakhel, which is the place where we define the malachas. So Rebbe says, okay, look, you've got Devarim. Okay, Devarim is a minimum of two things. HaDevarim adds at least one more. And then you've got Eila, which if you add up Eila is Lamed Vav. Add Lamed Vav to three, you come up with Lamed Tet. Eilu Lamed Tet Melachot. These, in fact, are the Lamed Tet Melachot Shnemula Moshe B'Sinai, and they are a particularly defined set of things that you cannot add to. And it's, that, in other words, there's a maximum here. So that he, therefore, telling you can't be Mechayev and HaTolda B'mokam Av. Amalei Rav Yosef, you know, I'll tell you what your problem is. The way you understood Rav Yehuda, that it was a reference to Rebbe and the house that's filled, you have an unsolvable problem there, my friend. Because the truth is, Rebbe could not have said that you'd be chayev twice. So because you misapplied Reb Yehuda's maimer, and you thought he was referring to Rebbe's case of the baseball, Mar Ahamatin of Akasha, the Rebbe had the Rebbe, because you read it on this, you've got an irreconcilable problem in Rebbe. But Anan, we have Rav Yehuda's statement, not to be confused with Rav Yehuda, but Rav Yehuda's statement, the Amora, that Mechayev Haya Shnayim, said on the case of Rabbi Yehuda. I'll tell you that case in a minute. And therefore there's no problem because we don't have a record of Rabbi Yehuda arguing and saying that that you can't be Bechayev B'tol B'mokamah. The Tanya, what was the case we learned this on? Bright as a case when you're throwing Rishut HaYafid Rishut HaRabim. This is a new case. And you were over Arba Amot Rishut HaRabim. So not only did you throw something into the Rishut HaRabim from Rishut HaYafid, it continued to go through the air of the Rishut HaRabim and it lands 4 Amot further in Rishut HaRabim. That over there, Rabbi Yehuda is Mechayev and the Chacham is Pater. And Rav Yehuda, the Amora, said in the name of Shmuel, when Rav Yehuda said your chayev, he didn't mean your chayev once. He meant your chayev twice. One for the hotza'ah from Rishut HaYachid into Rishut HaRabim, and once for the continued flow of the object through the air of the Rishut HaRabim until it landed, because you were Mavir Arba Amot Rishut HaRabim. This is a new case. We never saw this element before. We sort of ignored that problem. We were talking each time only about the actual Hotzah. It never occurred to us, wait a minute, but what about the distance it traverses in the Rishut HaRabim itself? Now that's the thing. We have over here Isaac Adait. For instance, Isaac Adait, Chodehu the Mechayev. It can't be that Rav Yehuda was saying you're Chayev once, because then what are the Rabbanim saying? You're not Chayev at all? You're not Chayev at all from throwing from Rishut HaRabim to Rishut HaRabim? Must be the Omar cloak at this. Are you chayev on that other case? And you could be chayev even on the Toldim of Mokamah. That's the point. So you can't say, Mithalda, I want a Patra Lagamri. I mean, that's crazy. How could you possibly say you're Potter from carrying from Rishut HaRabim? Therefore, must be that I'm telling you he was Machayev twice. And that's not a steer in Rabbi Yehuda. It was only a steer the way you were reading it, that the comment was being made on Rabbi over there. Fine, it's a steer. Now, wait. That diak's not a good diak. That what? That otherwise, Rabbanan Pater Lagami, that couldn't be. Why not? Maybe, in fact, Rabbi Yehuda would only be Machayev you once, and he was not trying to say your chayev separately. And the Rabbanan would be saying you're Potter, meaning you're totally Potter, Potter Lagamre, and you'll say, how could that be? I'll tell you very simply how it could be. Echem Hashkakatla. Where would we find such a case? Kigon di Omar. Ad de Nafkele L'Rishut HaRabim Tanuach. Problem is that the guy said, I want this thing to be landed when it enters into Rishut HaRabim. It's not. If Lamaisa you hold that Kluta Kemishun Chadanya, which I'm suggesting maybe all the Rav Yehuda is saying, welcome if you Rav Yehuda Sov Armina Kluta Kemishun Chad. Okay, if that's the case, then the stipulation that the man made, which is what created the Melechet Machshevet, has to maintain his stipulation. Itavid Lemachshavto. His condition was fulfilled because the moment it enters Rishut HaRabim, in terms of Dinei Shabbat, it is Munach in that Rishut HaRabim. Whereas the Rabbanan saying no. It's not Munach until it stops flying and hits the ground. In which case, he did not do the Hotzah that he wanted to do. Because he specified, I want it to be at rest as it enters the Rishut HaRabim. So Rabbanan Sabri, Lo Amrinam. And therefore, loit avida lemakshavto, and therefore your potter totally. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda was saying, and therefore your chayev once. But there's no reason to say that atolda b'makom av, Rabbi Yehuda would be machayev. Certainly atolda b'makom av, lo machayev Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, don't come and try to tell me that the meaning of Rabbi Yehuda's statement is that you're chayev twice. Indeed, the chachamim say not chayev at all. because of the failure to meet the conditions. And Rabbi Yehuda is saying you're chayav once, because since Kulti Gemishun Kadamia, you met, essentially, the conditions. The conditions, by the way, that's a little bit of a shady issue over here. Because, I mean, at least the Ramban deals with this problem. I mean, certainly one would think if somebody stipulates, I want it to be at rest when it enters Rosh Hashanah, he's not talking about quantum rest. He's talking about, he wants the ball sitting there like any normal person wants. So what do I care what our quantum definitions are? Well, but yeah, Zeno says it's a rezar. Come on. The ball's still flying, so you didn't meet his conditions. It's Ramalek is Makshevis, right? So Ramban says that ain't Archinami. You've got to be talking about that this guy was a physicist. And some of these physicists go wild. There was a physicist that was caught walking around with snowshoes in the middle of the summer because he was afraid he was going to fall from the spaces between the atoms. You know, this kind of guy, if he makes a condition like that, this is a serious story. This kind of guy who makes a condition like that is in fact talking about Le'inyanei Shabbat. He wants it to be Munat. I mean, he doesn't want to get into issues of Avara, Bereshit Rabbim, and so on and so forth. Okay, so if you're Kulti Gemishun Kadamia, you did in fact fill his conditions. You got to admit, we're definitely stretching the spaces between the atoms here. But, okay, but I mean, that's not wrong about
Munat. He wanted it landed.
But you want it to be technically at rest.
At the corner or within
at the
Olamas?
At the instant of entry.
Of the Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
Wherever that is.
Right. He knew that throwing it through is...
Yeah, he didn't want to get involved in further issues of Avara, you know.
Right.
It's a pretty strange condition. But, okay, but it's achievable. I mean, since we don't really care about the case, we're coming to illustrate only a principle. Obviously, we can make up the craziest cases that we want. I mean, we're just looking at laboratory conditions over here. So anyway, that may be the case, but told him about Kamav Lomachayev Rabbi Yehuda. I don't see where you come off being so sure that the point that Rabbi Yehuda is making is that you're chayev twice. So which Rabbi Yehuda replied, "No, siree, that is not the truth." Rabbi Yehuda is Machayev, but told him about Kamav, and that's the whole point. Lo Salkadaita, don't try to give me that kind of stuff. The Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda Mosif Afashovet Vahamidag. The one who was making the comment was Rav Yehuda about Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, the Amira, was saying that Rabbi Yehuda, when he said you're Chayev, is saying twice.
You
mean Rabbi? No, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bava. It's the normal Rabbi Yehuda. So now, when Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah, where we have the Lamates Malachas, I want to be Mosif Afashovet Ma'amidakdek. So I say we need to add a case where somebody is weaving, then he takes the stick, the karkar, and he puts the threads into the correct positions and so on. That's also an Av Malacha. And so is a medakdek, if the threads get twisted and you bang on it in order to spread it out. That's a separate malacha. Shovet is included under the general rule of Mesach, which is the setting up of a weave. And medakdek is included under Orig. It's part of what you do in order to get the threads to be properly woven. But anyway, look, what do you think Rav Yehuda was saying over there in that Mishnah? Was he not saying, he's saying, I don't care if you did the oreg and the shovet and the medagdeg. You'd be chayav on each one separately. So doesn't that mean, and the rabbanon is shouting at him and saying, no, he's already chayav because of the av, it's bichlal the oreg, or it's bichlal the mesach. Do you see? Now, I mean, the question over here is that, if that's the case, that it's because he's Machayev, I told him, well, he should have sat down and said, get ready for a filibuster, boys, because you got to add to the 39 malachas, and you go on and say every possible tolda of every malacha you could ever have. I mean, if he's saying he's mostly the two cases, he couldn't be trying to tell you that I'm chayav on Talib al-Kamad. That's ridiculous. Why would he stick two cases of all things into the middle of the Mishnah? What's Shavuot and Medakdek different from anything else? I mean, if anything, it's much the opposite. You guys are b'chayev, you know, on told them about Kamal. I'm b'chayev. But it has to be told. It's not a tolda. It's just another way of doing the malacha. Let's say, I would be noteya, a sapling, and I would be planting a seed. Now, you can say, that's two ways of doing the av. Even if I want to be machayev you on a tolda b'makam av, I couldn't call this a tolda. Just a different way of doing the malacha. I mean, you know, both of them are equally significant. The fact is, when we came to the Mishnah, the Gemara was even troubled by the fact that we were talking about Mibashel. Whereas, actually, in the Mishkan, we had cases of Ofet. You know, in other words, why did we change it from Sidur to Pot? We wanted to talk about how Ofet. Right? So we're talking about Sidur to Pot. Remember in the Mishkan, we have Mibashel, but by the time of Manim. So that's not a Hakpada, you know, whatever list you want to make, whatever set you want to make. Certainly we're not going to substitute a tolda for the malacha. So there's such a thing called, the Rambam calls it me'ein milacha. It's a different, it's one format of doing the malacha. So that, in fact, could be the issue over here. Because, in other words, the Rabbanim maybe would also be mechayev a tolda b'makamah. And they were arguing with Rabbi Yehuda in one case, namely, shoveh d'medakteh. According to the Rabbanim, shoveh d'medakteh are simply other forms of the av itself. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, they are separate from the av because they're told us. Therefore, you would be b'chayev on them separately. This is how Tosef explains the problem of our havamina, because otherwise the havamina is simply a joke. The thing that he's being mosif told us. He's giving a beautiful teretz. It's not that he's being mosif told us. The Rabbanan agreed that you're chayev and a told of a makamah. They just held that these two things were not told us. And therefore they should be included under the advice. And he's saying, no, I want you to know that your opinion about that is wrong because what you told us you could chayev separately on.
But if you only do the tolda and not the
av. Right, so for sure you're chayev. You're
chayev on the tolda.
Right. The question is whether the distinction between the tolda and the av is as significant as this distinction between two avot. To be mechayev you separate or not. So therefore, if we see in the Mishnah that he adds shoveh to medakdek, so apparently he holds shmam and mechayev are you not told him about answers again now. Still attack. We're still making this attack on the diyak that was being made by Rabbi Yehuda in Rabbi Yehuda. We're saying we might maybe your explanation is still no good, and what Rabbi Yehuda was talking about, not that you did both oreg and shoveit and mekarker, I mean and medaktik and shoveit, no, you did one or the other, and according to Rabbi Yehuda you would not be chayev atol d'mamakamah. But the point is that Rabbi Yehuda was saying these things are separate avot. Hani avot ninu. Because, look, we've got a problem with the whole oreg. Let's be frank. I mean, we've split up oreg into so many separate pieces. You know, some of the malachas we split up into separate pieces, some of the malachas we don't. It seems very arbitrary. So how do we know that in the same way that we split up the malachas into being ose shnei batei niri, being Mesach, being Oreg, a separate point. Why isn't Shoveh a separate point? Why isn't Medaktek a separate point? That's what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. Forget about their being told us. They're not told us. They're different of us. Whereas the Rabbanan Sabriani told us, you know, and they come under the overall rubric, either of Oreg or of Mesach. In fact, if you take a look at the language, it seems that it's clear. Teda, Diktani Rabbi Yehuda Mosif. Now when you say he's being Mosif, Mosif what? Yamid Bishrima Avot, I understand. They listed 39 Avot, and Rabbi Yehuda says, I want to add to that. Shoveit or Medaktek. Okay, then that makes sense, then you're adding. Yamid Toldot, You're adding toldot. We have been discussing toldot. So how could you think that the Kiddush of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah is that he's b'chayav toldot b'makom ha'am? He couldn't be talking about toldot. He wouldn't have said the language of Mosif. And therefore, forget about claiming that, well, definitely Rabbi Yehuda is b'chayav toldot b'makom ha'am. Not necessarily. Itmar nami Rabba Rabbi Yosef Damrat Havayu. Indeed, Rabba Rabbi Yosef argue on Rabbi Yehuda the Amora. And they say, you got a misreading over there, Rabbi Yehuda. Lo chiyev Rabbi Yehuda ela achat. You're only chayev once for the case where you threw it into the Rishut HaRabim and it continued to move in the Rishut HaRabim. You're chayev for your hotza'ah, but you're not chayev for ma'avir ha'arba'am is Rishut HaRabim. Only Rabbi Yehuda Ravashi. I just want to understand how you understood it in the beginning. You according to Rabbi Yehuda was saying you'd be mechayev twice. I don't understand how you can be mechayev twice, but it seems to me you're either chayev one or nothing, because look, it's ilahaka kabayle, lahaka lo kabayle, and ilahaka kabayle, lahaka lo kabayle. Is there not a melechet makshevet that has to define where you want that ball? If it lands in the wrong place, then it's not melechet makshevet. So, if you wanted it at the beginning of the Rishut HaRabim, and you threw it too hard, and it continues to flow through Rishut HaRabim, so then it was not mitkayim your machshava, because it landed in the wrong place. If you wanted it at the end of Rishut HaRabim, then you didn't want it at the beginning. So then even if you held it was klut to kemishun fadami, you wouldn't be chayav, because it never landed at the beginning for you to say that I would biznam ma'avir arba'amis. Where was the Akira Nanaka? All I did was one act. How do you make it happen that there were two acts? Omar Lay, Ba'omer Koma Kom Shetit Sefenuach. You're right, if he had something particularly in mind. But if all he wanted to do was throw a ball, and wherever that ball feels like going, that's where it can go. So then it's possible to conceive of a case. I mean, we've rejected this now, because we said maybe review doesn't hold your chayev twice. I'm saying, but this would have been the way we understood it, l'katchila, that you would have been chayev when you said, let it land wherever it may land.
In the Rishut
HaRabim. So then, the minute that it becomes in the Rishut HaRabim, the good mishunchan is that it's landed. And now, since you said, well, I don't care what it does. Okay, so now it continues to do a Maisa HaVara. Now, tomorrow, we're going to go look into that a little bit more. And see whether we've got, I figured I'll let you go because we've got a shorter daf there, huh? I mean, if you have the patience, we can certainly catch up. How many people are patient and want to catch up? Raise your hand. Don't everybody shout at once. Session is ended. All right, let's start from the beginning of Azorek, huh? Azorek mirshut ha'yachid l'rishut ha'rabim mirshut ha'rabim mirshut ha'yachid chaya mirshut ha'yachid l'rishut ha'yachid l'rishut ha'rabim b'emtza Rabbi Akiva mechaye v'chachamim potri ketzad, or maybe not ketzad shtei gizuz trot zu k'neged zu b'rishut ha'rabim ha'moshit v'azorek mizol zu patur ayu shtei b'diuta achat ha'moshit chaya v'azorek patur shikach hayta v'odat ha'lavim shtei agalot zu achazo b'rishut ha'rabim moshitim ha'krashim mizol zu aval lo zorkim. Zrika told the dotsahi. Otsahu fefetima. Omer Gelfman, the Omer Krobe, Itzav Moshe, Vayaviru Kolba Machane. Moshe Echan Haviyati, Machnavia. Machnavia, Rishut Rabim, Avoy, Bekamala Yisrael. Don't bring it in here. Lotafik of a tatu. Rishut Ayachid Ditro, Rishut Rabim. Wait a minute, we might have Shabbat Koy. Dilma Bekol Koy, Mishum Bishmila Yavidata, Kiratima Malachaita Dayan. כלומר, העברה, העברה מיום הכיפורים. תיווחה ויעבירו כל במחנה, וכתיבתם ועברת שופר תשועה, מעלה, עלן ביום אסור, אף כאן ביום אסור. Again, in first verse, here's the pronounced, here's the man in the others. Even if it was Bechol, since it calls it Malacha, that's the right that it's Malacha. Ashkhan Hotsa'a. How about Hachnasa Minon? Svoro, Michter, Rashut Rashutim, Ali Afukim, Ali Ayulim. Mi hotza'a av v'achnasa tolda mirtek. Amachayev, Amachayev. So am I correlate this one to Avi, this one to told it was just arbitrary? Well, no, be nafkamine, Yavi shtei avod ba'ade adadi. Navi shtei toladot ba'ade adadi b'chayev tarant. Rezov ad Avi told it, yidei l'machayev alachoda. So we need to put it in the same category. It was b'chayev twice. Ulu Rebbe Eliezer, the b'chayev atolda b'mokam av, am I correlate av, am I correlate tolda? That's already nomenclature. So I've got the Mishnah Shiva, currently Av. I've learned Mishnah Shiva. Low currently Av. You know me, after Chtiva, when it comes to the Tzor, currently Av. I don't know Chtiva, currently told them. The Hodget Zana, Zorek Arba Amot Bekota, the Malam Yasrat Vachim Kizorek Ba'avir, the Matam Yasrat Vachim Kizorek Ba'orah, it's not Zorek Ba'orah, it's Arba Amot Chayav. Zorek Arba Amot Bishon Rabbi Minol, I'm afraid. I'm afraid she can orge Yuriot Zorek in Machtayim Zorek. Orgy, Machtayim, what are you talking about? Ramalu. She came to Frey, you're real, Zorki Machtayim Zoze. So, Dimon, Gabi Adore Abi Yadve. Nah, Matu Adar Machtayim. So, Dimon, the Tok Arba Abi Yadve. Alam Rav Kisir, she came Orgy, you're real, Zorki Buchiar, Piria. Alo, Ogdo, Biado. Well, but in this Kabatra, it's not. But then it's a Mokum Tur, not in Rishat Arabi. Okay, she came Orgy, you're real, Zorki Buchiar, Shalayan. Omer Rabbi Yonah Meshmul, Mekoshish Ma'avir Arba Amos Pushis Rav Ma'avi, V'Vadzizit Ad Tolei Shavi, V'Vachar Bar Yaakov Omer Ma'amer Havi, Ma'ayna Kamina, Lekin Rav. The Yomer Rav Matzati Megillat Storin Ben Rebbe Chiya, V'Chatuv Be'Isi Ben Yehuda Omer, Avot Melachot Arba'im Chosr Achat, Enu Chayev El Achat. And we asked, Achat V'Tulo, Hatzan Avot Melachot Arba'im Chosr Achat, V'Avinam V'Minyon Olom Le'Ivam Rebbe Yochanan, Shimosim Kulam El Achat Chayev Akalachas V'Achas. Ema eno chayav al achas mehem a chiyav misa. So Rabbi Yehuda pshita le the mavir is a chiyav misa. The matznisa was pshita le the tolesh is a chiyav misa. Therefore they attribute it here to the ma to the mekoshesh. Rav Achav by Yaakov pshita le the ma'amir chayav. So ma'asavah hamiyat lo mesafin. Ma'asavah hamiyat lo mesafin. Each one was identifying what was no safin. Don't know about it. Mekoshesh that's lafchad v'chenu amar v'yubanei so bamidbar v'yimtzu ish. Well, halanu omer avinu make bamidbar. So malalan sofchad afkan sofchad div Rebbe Akiva. Amar lo Rebbe Yehuda ben Beter Akiva. Benkach u'benkach ata atid liten et adin. Im kidvorecha atora kisto v'ata megale oto. Im lav ata motzilazel oto tzadik. V'elo ha'gomak zereshove. Zereshove lo gomak. According to Rabbi Yehuda Me'avai Ve'ya'apilu K'yotzeh v'davar atomer V'yichar af Hashem bam V'yelech L'amit sh'af Aron Mestareya Divrei v'yon Rabbi Yehuda Me'atera Akiva How could you do such a thing? Benkap u'benkap Atati v'zena tadi Im kidvorech atorah kisato V'yata megale oto V'imlav ato motzil lazo oto tzadik V'elo aktiv bam Ahu ben Aziv v'Biyoma. Tanya command Yomar Aparon Nitzareh Dichtiv Vayifen Aaron El Miriam Vinei Mitzorat. Tana Shepina Mitzoratu. Omer Shlokish Achoshet B'Ksheir Meloke B'Gufu Dichtiv Ein Lo Yaminu Li V'Gayakum Mekutsh Brichu Demehem Li Yisrael Omar Lo Ein Ma'aminim B'Nei Ma'aminim Hata Ein Sof Kalami Ein Ma'aminim Dichtiv V'Yamin Hashem Ra'am B'Nei Ma'aminim V'Yamin B'Hashem אבל אתה אין סוף חלמין שמיין לא אמנת בי. ממה את הלוקה? תפתי ביום ראשם, לא עוד, אז אין הידך בחיקך. עומר רבי ביתם רבי יזב רבי חנינה, מידתו וממהרת לבוא ממידת פורנות. דאילו במידת פורנות כתיב, ויוציאה ונהיד המצורת כשולם. ואילו במידת טובה כתיב, ויוציאה מחיקו. והנה יושב כבשרו, מחיקו עולה יושב כבשרו. ויב למטה ארון אדמת אותה, Omer Rebbe Elazar, Neis betoch Neis, Mishut Ha'efen, Mishut Ha'yachid, Boi Rabba, L'mata mi'asar pligavar, pligavar ma'asar minaklutik mishun t'kadami ma'asar, Loya minaklutik mishun t'ka, Ava l'mala mi'asar, Divrei ha'kol patur, V'lo yafin ha'zarek mi'moshit, Odeo mo'on the contrary, L'mala mi'asar pligavar, ובאפלה גרמאסר יפין זרג ממרשית ומאסר לא יפין זרג ממרשית אבל למטה מהסרדים והכל חייב מה הייתה מקור כמישון קדני אומר רב יוסף פעם נהיות לי בעלי לב חיסטה ופשט אני עלי ובמנון המיה רשות היה קדוש ויחי ועובר ברשות הרבים עצמה רבי עקיבא מחייב וחכמים פותרים מלכמה ברשות הרבים עצמה פשיטה למטה מהסר פלגי ובמאי אם הם במעביר זה למטה מהסור אולי הוא מחייב ומעלה מהסור אינה מחייב אומר רב אלעזר המוציא מסוי למעלה מהסור חייב שכן מסוי בני כעב אלא למד בזורק אין אולי למטה מהסור מחייב למעלה מהסור לא מחייב שמע מן הבקלות כמי שהוא נחל פליגה שמע מן ופליגה לרב אלעזר גם רב אלעזר מחייב היה רבי עקיבא אפילו למעלה מהסור והייתי קטנים של רבים עצמה that's only להודיע כך כך דרבונה because they're arguing even about Kluta Kvishon Chodani. Upligu Rav Chilke Bartuvi, Adam Rav Chilke Bartuvi, Tok Shlosha Divya Kol Chaya, Lamala Miasra Divya Kol Patur, which is not like Rav Elazar's Shat, Mishalosha Viyad Asara, that's where we have the Makhlok Rav Yekiv and Rabbanan. Tanya Nami, Achi, but Tok Shlosha Divya Kol Chaya, Lamala Miasra Ayin Rav Amela Mishum Shvut, Mimayu Rishuyot Shalo, Mutar even, Mishal Shava, that's right, they give a kind of coming back. Come on, wait, let's get back to that. Imayu Shiyot Shal Mutar, let it have it to you to the Rav. The Yitma Shnei Batim Shnei Tzidei Rishut Arabim, Rav Baraguna Omar Rav, Asur Azok Mizal Azay, yours is the Pharisee, if it's yours, it's Mutar. Shmuel is the one who's consistent with the Brice, he says, Mutar Azok Mizal. Says the Gemara, well, Abmi Ukimna Lahi, Kigon de Mila Kadmetatichad, that over there it's a separate halacha because of Gzera, the Zimnim Nofil Beati Latuye, which goes Rabbis Bodhisattva. Omele Rav Chista, Rabbanunim Amele Rabbanunim Rav Chista, Mina Milsa Diam Rabbana Kopa Chod Mishal Shakel Law of the Dami. Omele Vilfishi Evshal Rushat Rabbim, Shatila Kate, Malakit Rahitne. Nah, that couldn't be the reason. Yoki, then even Shoshanami. The two, Haritana Mishal Shelt Fanot Milamala Lamata, Imeim Gavoim and Arch Loshat Vachim, Psula, Vimpachot Mishloshak Shera, so Hatam, we should have Ilam Bechit Shagdim Bokimba. It seems to be a little bit missing. And in fact, the Bach and Rashi suggest you'd say Mayikala Neymar, about that, that can't have anything to do with Malakit Barihitmi. And then it answers, Hatam, that would be the normal format of this type of question. So how to mind the time I make sure my Avila Mechid Shagdim Bokimba. Okay, Tenach Lamata. You can talk about animals coming in, but Lamata, Lamala Maika Lamema. Elokol Pachot Mishlosha Kalavu Dami is a halach lamesh mitziach the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan Mishat Rabbim, Mishat Rabbim, Mishat Yechid Behem Tza, Rabbi Mechayim, Lekakamim Podrim, Rabbi Shmuel, the Amr Tavar, Lochiev, Rabbi Elabishat Yechid Mekorah, דמין הבית הכמען דמל ידם אבל שאין המקורה לא אמר רב חנה אמר רב ירום השמוע בחייב על רבי שתיים אחס משום היצא ויחס משום הגנוסה יוס רב חנה וקרקשנה are you trying to say the memra דמחייב רבי עתל דמקום אב ותניה רבי אומר דבורים הדבורים אלה הדבורים אלה למד תת מלאכות שרמה למשהו מסינת אמר לי רבי יוסף Okay, it's because you read, reviewed it on the wrong thing. Marahani Masov, Akasha with the Rebbe had the Rebbe. But Anan never learned that Rebbe Yehuda was talking about Rebbe Yehuda Anasi. He was talking about Rabbi Yehuda Masin, Lavalo Kashma. The Tani Rishad Echad Rishad Arabim. The Yavar Arba Amud Rishad Arabim Rebbe Yehuda Mechayev Vekachomim Potrim. Om Rebbe Yehuda Meshmu Mechayev Vaya Rebbe Yehuda Shtayim. Akas Meshum Eitzov Yachas Meshum Avor. These architects are Chodu the Mechayev. Bechlal the Rabbanan Patre means what? The Gamre? That's crazy. Afikle Mishadei Hakadosh Rabban. We might. Dilem Yolam Mechah. Imalacha really Rabbi Yehuda Chodu the Mechayev. And maybe the Rabbanan were Patre the Gamre. Veichim Hashkach Aslo. We made a condition. He said, Nafkin Nafkin Elush the Rabbim Tanua. Memela they're arguing. Welcome. If we get Rabbi Yehuda Sava, I'm in a Kutik Mishun to Kadam. Therefore, his Tanai was kept. We said, Vedem Akshavta. Rabban is savvy lami and kutik meshuntka. Velo is savvy le machshatu. Avala told him about the man. Is never have a mina Rabbi Yehuda was machayim. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda is wrong in his analysis. No. No second that. Of course he's machayim told him about the man. The tiny Rabbi Yehuda Mosif Afa Shovet Va Medakdek Omer Lo Shovet Arei B'Chol Mesach Medakdek Arei B'Chol Ore. So apparently, I mean, that's the Machlokes Tavdinu L'Tarvay Bale Adani Shmami L'Mechayev Arei Rabbi Yehuda saying Afed, you'll also be Chayev on these at the same time, even though it's from Mokum Ahav. Why, no. Remind Yuma, Liolam de Avdala Halachuda Valachuda. Rabbi Yehuda maybe would never be Mechayev at all the Mokum Ahav. The thing is that Barak HaLitzkin, Rabbi Yehuda was saying, these are also Mavot. But it's not behind it, you know, Teda, the Tani Rabbi Yehuda, Mosif. Now, what do you think Mosif means? Iyam Rabbi Shem, it's being Mosif, it's referring to Avot, and it's Mosif on the list of Avot of the 39 Melachot in the Mishkan. But if you're going to tell me that he's adding Toldot, what's trying to say Mosif? On what? There is no Mosif.
There's no end.
No. Because the Mishnah never mentioned it, told them. The Mishnah is talking about a list of others. Itvar Nami, Rabbi Rabbi Zemetavayu, Lo Chiev Rabbi Yehuda Ela Achat, Amalei Rabbi Levashi, Lamai De Sala Kadaita Mihikara, De Machayev Rabbi Yehuda Shtayim. How could it be Shtayim? From Nathan, from you.
I spoke this morning.
The Shabbos was
And they didn't meet your friends.